It's a divisive debate in Australia. What role is climate change playing in our lives? Political parties have spent years arguing about it, but some farmers are now going it alone to respond to an issue they say is affecting their businesses. New data shows most Australians agree something must be done about climate change. Here's National Rural reporter Caitlin Gribben.
Hundreds of egg-laying hens are pecking everything in sight. And they're making quite an impression in this paddock near Mackay.
What we're doing here is definitely not normal for most farms in this region.
Deb McLucas owns Freckle Farm, home to chooks who roam with free-range cattle. This is traditionally sugar country, but Ms. McLucas has deliberately moved away from cane.
This is a very different system to our neighbours. Very hard for them to get their head around what's happening over the fence.
She says what's happening is a direct response to the changing climate. There's less rain.
We're actually 200 millimetres below our average annual rainfall.
So Deb McLucas says swapping cane and chemicals for free-range grazing will help build organic matter in the soil. She believes that will capture more moisture and make better use of rain when it does fall.
I think all farmers are concerned about the climate and what they can do to improve their own farming practices.
Hopefully I won't fill up.
On the other side of the country, farmer Rowan Thorne is spending his days in the noisy cab of a harvester.
Roger.
We used to grow one variety of each crop. Now we're growing two or three.
That's because here at Kojonup, a few hours southeast of Perth, his family is noticing big changes.
We've had from 330 mils of rain to 650, summer rainfall, thunderstorms, frost. The climate science, I never needed any convincing.
And this is an issue that's important to most Australians. 8 out of 10 respondents to the Australia Talks survey think the nation has a responsibility to act on the issue. Nearly half believe Australians should reduce energy consumption and modify our lifestyles to respond to climate change. And 9 out of 10 people think water and the environment are problems generally.
This is the product that we're using.
Margaret River winemaker Jeff Birch says he has no choice but to respond to a changing climate.
It coats the grapes with just a little sun cream.
He says the western afternoon sun is getting hotter, which is bad for fruit.
We're protecting the skin of the grapes. A bit like your face. When your face gets sunburned, it gets harsh.
At his Margaret River winery, annual rainfall is down 20%. Further south at Mount Barker, it's more than halved. And because of higher temperatures, Mr. Birch has made the big move of relocating his top Chardonnay to a property further south for a cool $3 million.
We'll still be able to make a high-quality Chardonnay.
You're speaking like a bit of a greenie. Is that the way that you would identify?
I'm not sure if I'm a greenie, and I don't know if I go that far, but I think most farmers love their land, and that makes pretty well all farmers greenies.
It's West Australian winemaker Jeff Birch, ending Caitlin Gribben's report.